I want to again express my appreciation for your presence here this evening. It has been a great week. It has been an encouraging week. Well, I have more to say that toward the end of the lesson this evening. I dispense with those comments for the moment because this lesson in this series is actually the longest one. And I was looking over it this morning and this afternoon, making some notes and additions. What? My wife looks at me and says, "Is that the, you thought you said that was the longest one?" It is. But there's always something that I can change or something that I can add to it, that a thought comes to me that I think is important I need to relay. But I will try to keep it in within a time frame that is not much past midnight. There are no windows for you to fall out, so I don't have to worry about that. And if you did, I'm sorry, I can't bring you back. I can't revive you. So I appreciate it again being here this evening. This is the conclusion of this meeting in this series that we have just simply entitled The Scriptures. And we want to take what we have talked about this week so far and bring it all together in this last lesson. Conclude everything that we have talked about and bring it down, bring it home, so to speak, in what we have talked about. Our text, of course, comes from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 17. This is the fifth lesson in this series. And this lesson has to do with the claim that the Scriptures are able and that they will make people complete or perfect. We could say, title this lesson or subtitle this lesson is The Completeness of the Scriptures. If the Scriptures make the claim to be perfect and to be able to make man complete, could we not logically conclude that the one who gave it is perfect, and that as hearers and students of the word, we are not? I think we can. I know we can. But the Scriptures here given to us to be complete, the object of the Scriptures is not merely to convince and to convert. The object is to furnish all the instruction needful for our entire perfection. The idea is not, of course, that we are in any way perfect, but that the Scriptures have laid down the way which leads to perfection. There is no deficiency in the Bible that you will ever find. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 17, where our main text this evening will come, Paul writes there that the man of God may be complete, furnished completely unto every good work. This is the claim that the Scriptures have here in this verse. We've already talked about the inspiration of the Scripture and where it comes from. And now God is telling us that it's going to furnish me to make me complete. Regardless of who the one is, whether a teacher, whether a Christian, a preacher, any, regardless of who the one is, the Scriptures will completely furnish them and his needs in all spiritual things. And we'll sum that up towards the end of the lesson this evening in one verse. One verse can attest and affirm what Paul is telling Timothy here. A newer version of the Scriptures in this verse says that the Scriptures will make one to be adequate and equipped. Verses 16 and 17 tie together. Verse 16, of course, every Scripture inspired of God, as we talked about last night. Verse 17 here, that inspiration, that Word of God given by inspiration by God is to, for our benefit, to completely furnish us, to make us complete. We've established already this week that the Scriptures are the writings of God, given by the Holy Spirit to the men to who had penned these words. There is no debate among that at all. So is it logical for us to conclude that the Scriptures, which are truth and which are perfect, if adapted to our lives, if we conform to the Scriptures as God has told us to do, that we will become complete? I believe we can. Notice that notice the side lessons here to this verse as well. There is nothing good but that which is authorized. Yet the easy to read version of this verse here begins there, using the scriptures. And that will affirm the conclusion just established there that the scriptures are truth and from God, and using those who serve God will be prepared and will have everything they need to do every good work. The key there, using the scriptures, is going to make the man of God complete. And talking to our friends and family who may attend some denomination or may not attend anywhere at all, ask the question to them, or tell them, check your religious practices. Are you in harmony with what the Bible says? Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord, by the authority of Jesus Christ. Since his authority, he has all authority, and he established that to his apostles in the Great Commission, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and earth. So everything that we do must be authorized by the scriptures, by God. Do you have book, chapter, and verse? Do you have book, chapter, and verse for what you practice? There's a church close to where we live. It's called the Church of the Depot. I live in Scott Depot. It's called the Church of the Depot. Something popped up on Facebook and my phone this afternoon. It says, we now have a full-service coffee shop in our building. And their intention to bring people in. Well, I had to say something.